Do you have any ghost story at One Minute Chant? It's getting to be a few days into retreat, and then that breath is getting really boring. Let's see. I mean, there's actually lots. One of the reasons why the forest is actually still there at Wat Nanat Chat is because it was a charnel ground, and that was the place where burials and cremations took place, and there were all sorts of stories. I'll tell one that is probably very it's probably very interesting. There's and this is not sort of ancient time, this is in my own time. So during toward the end of when I was the abbot at Wat Nanat Chat, then there's a woman who used to come, and she had, her and her husband would come, and then he was a police officer, and senior police officer, so he had two daughters that were going to school, and they were going back to school in the city, into Bangkok, and there was an accident that was on a tour bus. The tour bus was a horrific accident. One of the daughters was killed, one of the daughters was seriously injured, and of course it was a tragedy for the family. And then one of the things that they did was build a kuti, or a small meditation cabin, in the women's section, and then her ashes were put into that kuti. Then some years went past, and I'd go back and visit. I came to America. I'd go back and visit every year. And then, it was maybe 5-6 years after I'd come to America, or since the death of the girl, and I went back to visit. And there was this whole kerfuffle in the women's section, because this ghost of this girl kept appearing to people. So then words sort of get around. They did some chanting, trying to do this. And then, I was there, and I started talking to the mother, who I knew really well. And then in talking with her, what transpired was that she confessed to me that what she had been doing all the years since she died was that she'd, every time she did anything good, any meritorious deed, she would make a resolution that by the power of this merit, may my daughter be reborn as, because she had a son, and then the and her younger sisters, when they marry, have children, would she be reborn in that family? So she'd been, I think she'd been dead for, it was actually months, because I was a couple of years while I was there, so it was maybe 5, 6, 7 years, so it was probably 7, 8 years, maybe 9 years, 10 years, I'm not sure how long it was, but quite a long time. And then, so then it was sort of like, oh, there's the problem. And we had a medium speak with the daughter, and the daughter actually then said, I want, my mom is making these resolutions, and I can't take rebirth. Because the other sister, I mean, she's still not married, completely uninterested. And so she would like to just take rebirth, and rather than hanging around as a ghost by the power. So it's really, to me, it was really interesting with that. You think you're doing something really good sometimes, really, you know, and that the power of attachment it has an effect. And certainly as soon as the mother realized that, then she was willing to relinquish her desire, her wish. So that's a ghost story.